Good morning. It is a beautiful day outside today. It's getting warmer and warmer. It's Ronald with the Vegan Entrepreneur Podcast. And I just want to talk to you about a couple things this morning. My morning commute to work today. After this weekend, I've been doing a lot of research on the plastic in the United States. The reason for it, it dawned on me a little bit about waste, and just been reading a lot of articles about it and watched some videos and documentaries about it, and it's really bad. It's a lot worse than I actually thought it was. You know, something I want to put into your mind this week is, one, not to use plastic. Try to go plastic free for a whole week this week. Every single time you go to the grocery store, you go anywhere, convenience, and you try and buy food that doesn't have plastic, styrofoam, and stick to glass and paper. The reason being behind this is that the amount of chemicals that are, one, used to make these products, two, where it goes after you're done with it. You know, a lot of the products we use are just use it once and then it goes away. And it's really mind-boggling. Just thinking about how much trash you throw out. Once you put it in the dumpster, where does it go? And then after that, you know, all the plastic that was created on Earth this year will either be thrown in a landfill, some will be recycled, a lot of it will be dumped into the oceans. The reason why it's so bad for the oceans is that once it gets into the oceans, There's no stopping it. A plastic bag that goes into the ocean, not only will it mess with, you know, aquatic animals, you know, fish, sharks, dolphins, whales, crustaceans, mammals. What happens to that plastic bag is that the sun reflects off of it and will start to break the plastic bag down, but it's not like it will immediately go away. It turns into these microplastics that are really, really small, smaller than like a piece of rice. And it'll just start floating around in the ocean. Then if you think about the phytoplankton, smaller fish eat it, other fish eat the other fish, and it's just an ongoing cycle until it finally gets into our food. You're thinking mahi-mahi, you're thinking salmon, all kinds of fish are eating other fish, and it's getting into the food. And that's why when I talk to people and they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to eat fish, I'll ditch the land meat. Well, then you're going to start eating plastic and the toxins that fish ate. And it's just so sad, ungodly sad. The reason why we've been using plastic is it's so durable, and you know, we can fill up water, we can carry it with, you can make it into different objects. You know, but plastic is just used so much. So this week, please go ahead. Quit using plastic as much as you can. There's no need for it. You know, when I go to the grocery store, I don't use the plastic bags. I just take it and throw it right in my cart. And then at checkout, instead of using plastic bags, I use paper. Just because it's better for the environment. And it can be recycled. Also, if you do use plastic or you have anything that is plastic, recycle it. Put it in a put it in a container and recycle it, because that is helping. You know, where can you go and you cannot see plastic, right? I drive on the highways all the time. I see trash all over the place. You know, people are littering, doing other things. It's just need to stop using it. I think that moving forward, you know, companies need to start thinking about less of that, about the dollar, and more about what is going to be better for the world to come. You know, glass, yeah, that's expensive. It's expensive on freight, it's expensive on producing, but it's reusable. On top of that, paper. I'd rather use paper, plant more trees, and use it over and over and over again than throw plastic everywhere. I don't know if you guys know this, but plastic is made from oil. And what's going into your cars? You know, what is being used to heat your houses? Imagine you eating that now. You might not know it, but it's what's being caused. And it's polluting our oceans. Scientists estimated that in 2048, we were going to have fishless oceans. That is 30 years from now. I'll be 50. Like, can you even think about that? 30 years from now, we are going to have fishless oceans. And once the oceans die, we're done. We need the oceans to live. But once again, this is Ronald on the Vegan Entrepreneur Podcast. If you would like, please like, follow me on Instagram at HungryRonald, spelled exactly how you would think it would be spelled. And if you have any topics that you would love for me to talk about, or even if you ever even thought about being on a podcast, message me, DM me. Say, hey, you know, I really enjoy listening to your podcast. Let's go ahead and do one together. I would love to have you on. Once again, thank you for listening, and have a good day.